News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, if you fancy a Picasso, it is possible to pick one up for £100 with some caveats. Elaine Cobb is with us, a journalist based in Paris. Elaine, how is it possible to get a €100 Picasso?
Good morning, Anton. Well, all you have to do is buy a ticket in today's lottery and you pay €100 for the ticket. And if you're the lucky winner, you could walk away with €1 million painting by Pablo Picasso.
It's a very esoteric high-end lottery. Why do they go for Picasso paintings rather than just pure cash?
Ah, because you see, the pull of something like a Picasso would bring people in where they say, ooh, maybe I could. You know, that way with a lottery, it's always the chance. And that you could have a Picasso sitting on your wall. It's not just, I want a lot of money. It's, I want this. And it's worth a fortune. And it's special, and it's Picasso. Oh, and in case people are worrying, it is authenticated. It's been authenticated because, of course, there have been so many fakes, questionables, etc., from his later life. And also, this is for the Foundation for Alzheimer's Research. And normally, if you were to give a donation of €100, you could get a tax break. Once it's a lottery, there's no tax break, but they reckon that the type of prize and the worth of the prize is something that would definitely gather interest.
How much does the Alzheimer's charity think they're going to make out of all of this?
They're selling 120,000 tickets, so that's €1.2 million if they sell them all, which is more than the painting is worth. Now, there appear to be still some tickets for sale on the website of the Alzheimer's Foundation, so just 3.5 more hours to get a chance at owning that Picasso, which is called Tête de Femme, or Head of a Woman, and it was painted in May 1941.
And do we know, are you allowed to enter if you're not in France?
I believe so. good question. I think so. Yes, I'm sure if you can get online and apply, and I'm sure they'll take your money.
Elaine, thank you very much. Elaine Cobb there, journalist based in Paris.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.